try again with my microphone unmuted. We should be live now, so everybody heads up.
We are live.
Thank you, Justin. Try again with my microphone unmuted. We should be live now, so everybody heads up.
We are live. We've got a couple of minutes to go here before we convene the meeting. I don't have any arrangements for an invocation. Does anybody want to volunteer to give an invocation prior to the meeting beginning? Not seeing anybody jump to the opportunity to deliver an invocation. So in that case, I would like to just say that that's not my forte, but I believe this meeting to be blessed. And as always, we do ask for volunteers. If anybody is listening on the live stream who would like to volunteer to record an invocation for our next meeting, we would be glad to have a person of any faith deliver that invocation for our meeting committee of the whole in 2 weeks. 2 minutes to go till showtime. For anyone who just joined us, we are live.
Okay, it's 6:30 p.m.
The May 12th, 2020 Simpsonville City Council regular business meeting is called to order. City Clerk Long, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Gooch? Councilmember Kelly? Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Roche?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Schumacher?
Here. So the next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for the regular business meeting of April 14th, 2020. Everyone will have received a copy of this minutes. Are there any corrections? Hearing none, the minutes for April 14th are approved. For the special called meeting of April 28th, 2020, everyone will have received a copy of those minutes. Are there any corrections to those minutes?
Pardon me, it's April 28th.
April 28th, 2020, 2 p.m. special call meeting. Are there any corrections to those minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. We received no citizen comments, so we'll move on to business. The first item on the agenda second reading of ordinance AXC 2020-03. Planner John Derby, will you summarize for us, please? Do you have any materials to present?
Yes, sir. I got a couple of photos from the last reiteration.
All right, let me give you control then. If I can figure out how to do that. Not wanting to take my input.
That's okay. I can kind of.
Hang on, I got you. It's finally going. Here we go. You are now the presenter, John.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council members, this is the second reading of AXE 2020-03. This is a proposed annexation request for a piece of property on Blakely Road. The applicant is the Upstate Karate. They are expanding their parking lot, and they're looking to have this piece of property, which is on your screen now, annexed into the city. It is currently in an abandoned sewer easement within the county. The purpose of this annexation is to avoid any potential jurisdiction problems that could arise during first responders. Nothing has changed from the first reading on April 14th. I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay, motion is in order. Councilmember Gooch.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move we approve the second reading, AXZ 2020-03, Blakely Road, State Road, parking lot, annexation.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Gooch and a second from Councilmember Roche to approve on second reading ordinance AXC 2020-03 proposed annexation rezoning of property along the party parking lot expansion. Discussion? All right. I don't see anybody asking to have any discussion. So I'll call for the vote. City Clerk Long, will you do a roll call vote for us, please?
Councilmember Gooch? Councilmember
yes.
Gooch? Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Yes.
Mayor Schumacher?
Yes.
Was that Ms. Kelly that joined?
I don't see that she has.
Motion carried.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the second reading of Ordinance Z-2020-02. And again, turn this over to Planner John Derby. One moment here, John. All right, John, you should be the presenter now.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council member, this is the second reading of the proposed rezoning of property at 3130 North Industrial Drive. Everyone's familiar with this property being the old Progressive building. The applicant is Jamie McCutcheons with Rymar Waterworks, and they are looking to rezone this property from business general to business industrial. The site currently has several environmental issues at this location, as well as code violation, liens, and some back taxes. They're looking to have this property rezoned for the purpose of reestablishing this place as their manufacturing company. Moving forward with the rezoning, this applicant is preparing to abate these issues with the site to kind of correct the issues of this being an eyesore with the city. The city has already secured the location and has abated some of the issues as far as graffiti on the outside. And this is the rendering that the applicant is proposing for this location.
All right. Motion is in order. Councilmember Hutchings.
I make a motion to approve on second reading Z-2020-02, proposed rezoning of property located at 3130 North Industrial Drive.
Second.
All right, I have a motion from Councilmember Hutchings with a second by Councilmember Gooch to approve on second reading Ordinance Z-2020-02, proposed rezoning of property located at 3130 North Industrial Drive. Discussion? All right. Hearing none, Council City Clerk Long, will you call the vote, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Aye.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Aye.
Councilmember Roche?
Aye.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes. Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Aye.
Mayor Schumacher?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Emergency Ordinance 2020-02. City Administrator Grace Lee, will you summarize? Do you have anything to present?
I do not. Everyone should have received a copy in their email. Thank you, Mayor, members of Council. This emergency ordinance is an extension of the one we did roughly 6 weeks ago that allows for us to conduct these meetings electronically as we're doing as needed, and also authorizes the city administrator to close certain functions of the city, parks and buildings, as necessary, as determined necessary by not only the governor's order, but what we believe is best in the interest of the city as far as liability goes. Nothing has changed since the initial ordinance. The initial ordinance is good for 60 days and is set to expire on the 61st day. And so this is just extending it for an additional 60 days. My hope is that by the time we do this business meeting again in June, we would be able to convene the meeting in person again. But just in the event that we're not, this ordinance would allow us to continue to meet electronically.
Thank you, Administrator Grace Lee. A motion is in order. Councilmember Cummings, you'll have to unmute.
I'll make a motion to approve emergency ordinance number 2020-02.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Cummings with a second by Councilmember Houlihan to approve the emergency ordinance number 2020-02. Discussion? Councilmember Roche.
Thank you. I think that I'm fine with extending it. I'm just not sure that we need another 61 days. Given the numbers here in South Carolina, of people actually impacted by this, I think it's time to start getting back to business fully by the end of May. And I'm wondering why we would need an additional 61 days. I don't know who could answer that for me, potentially. Maybe Mr. Holmes?
Mr. Holmes?
Mayor, the ordinance in Section 2, it provides that it will automatically expire on the 61st day. However, City Council can end it earlier, and the governor, if he declares the crisis over, it would automatically end. In other words, this ordinance is being adopted with a view toward getting back to the normal sooner rather than later.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Councilmember Gooch.
Thank you. Well, Ms. Grayson, some of the emails I'm sure we all have about how you're beginning to open things back up. Just could you briefly, for the record, for the public, just tell us how you're reopening things and how that's looking for you and the staff.
Yes. So we are basically reopening all of the city buildings beginning Monday the 18th, meaning City Hall will conduct business as normal. The public will have access to this building and all public buildings to conduct business. We are not providing for senior programming yet, although the activity and senior center will reopen for folks to go in and conduct business with the personnel there, but we will not be doing any programming for seniors, given the fact that they're a more vulnerable population, and we don't believe it's prudent to do that at this point. The other thing we're doing beginning on Monday is allowing spring baseball and flag football to begin practicing, and they'll have a shortened season. So they should have started around the end of March with practices. So we've pushed that out as far as we can for them to be able to have a season. And so it'll be a shortened season, but they'll start practicing next week, and they'll be able to conclude the season by the end of June. And we're really excited that they're able to do that. The only thing from a recreation standpoint that we're not reopening yet are the playgrounds. The main rationale for that is that with organized sports, we can maintain social distancing, and we have staff there to control that. With playgrounds, we don't, and we don't have a way to sanitize those daily. We can clean them, but we can't guarantee that they would be sanitized daily. And I think, you know, we've all had enough experience with children to know that they don't really understand always about how to cough appropriately, you know, not to touch their face and then touch playground equipment. So I think it may be safer to keep that closed for maybe another week or so. We'll follow the lead of the governor and other municipalities to see how they're handling the playgrounds. But I do think it's probably in our best interest to keep the playgrounds closed for now. Everything else will pretty much be business as usual. So all of the staff from City Hall and Recreation will report back to their normal Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and we'll be open for business again beginning Monday. Did that answer most of your questions, Mr. Gooch?
It does, thank you. As a follow-up, just our staff and you folks want to make sure, as we count on the public and each other, that you're going to be social distancing, whatever you do, keep yourself safe and the public as well.
Okay, so at the Senior and Activity Center, they work behind a glass enclosure, so they already have that measure in place to protect themselves. We are having some plexi installed at the front desk to protect Melissa and Faith, who work at the front desk. We will also put a table near the door with some masks and encourage people to use hand sanitizer and mask if they come in to conduct business. And we'll have a barrier to maintain some distance between the public coming in and people's offices and desks. I've also asked staff to try to continue to conduct most of their meetings electronically, like we're doing this, and not get back to face-to-face meetings right away, but, you know, implement that slowly. But they'll have the option to do that if need be. We'll maintain regular cleaning and sanitizing of the public buildings like we've been doing. And, of course, most of our employees have continued to function during this crisis because most are essential employees. Public Works, Public Safety, all of those folks have been on their regular schedules. So that'll be business as usual for them. We've had a lot of staff coming in to work while the buildings were closed. We've had some work from home, but now this will allow everyone to come back. And of course, you know how City Hall is set up and that we all have individual offices or workstations. So we don't have people sharing offices that would lead to any cross-contamination. I think we have measures in place. And any employees that have a compromised immune system will continue to work from home.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That was my last question. So for those who still need it, we were able to make accommodation for those who...
Absolutely. Yeah. We're most concerned about our employees' safety, and so we'll do everything we need to do to make sure that, that they maintain a safe work environment, whether that's here or at their own homes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Question, Ms. Gracely, with this, with the governor easing restrictions on the businesses and restaurants and so forth recently, will this impact that in any way as far as we're concerned in the city?
Meaning from a revenue standpoint or the way we conduct business? The governor's easing of the restrictions had a lot to do with us moving toward opening again because, of course, you know, if the private sector is able to function relatively normally, I think we can as well with appropriate safety measures. So, yes, yeah, certainly what's happening with easing restrictions and businesses reopening has impacted our decision to open again.
I guess what I'm asking is this won't limit in any way what's happening as far as businesses opening under the restrictions that the state has issued. The restaurants and businesses that
right.
now can partially open, I guess mm-hmm. you could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're excited for that because, of course, you know, we want our businesses to come out of the other side of this intact, and I know a lot of them have struggled tremendously through this, and so I'm glad that with appropriate safety measures, they're able to open again, and yeah, we'll support them in any way we can, and I hope I've answered your question. I'm not sure that I have, but.
You did. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other members of council? All right. I just have one comment I want to make, or just to clarify and confirm with Councilor Holmes, is that this ordinance, if it passes tonight, will take effect upon passage and starts the 60-day clock from the moment it takes effect. It doesn't tack on to the end of the current emergency order. It replaces that order. Am I correct, Ms. Holmes?
That's correct, Mayor. And to make sure that I answered Mr. Hutchings' question, the city's ordinances have never regulated businesses. The primary focus of the city's emergency ordinances has been to allow council to conduct its business during this crisis. All businesses are regulated by the governor's orders, and as the governor allows them to go back to work, they'll go back to work.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Then I'll call for the vote. City Clerk Long, will you call the vote, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Yes.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Clerk Long. And the last item of business is the first reading of ordinance number 2020-02, the budget for fiscal year 2020-2021. Administrator Gracely, will you summarize for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor, members of council. As you are aware, through various emails you've received from me with the budget summary and the budget ordinance, we began working on this budget back in February with the department heads, and then the finance director and I met with department heads individually and worked through their requests, our revenue projections, and by the end of March had put together a balanced budget. We did make some minor changes to the documents, and you received a second email from me with a revised version of the budget. It did not change the bottom line. It just moved a couple of line items around. It shifted some funds so subtly that you can't even really tell a percentage difference. So not much change from that initial budget document that you received from me. But I'm pleased to say that we are presenting to council a balanced budget with some conservative revenue projections. We also have some measures in place to delay some spending into the new fiscal year so that we don't obligate funds before we see where the revenues are going, because, you know, none of us are really certain what's going to happen with COVID-19 and how that will ultimately impact revenues as we move into the new fiscal year. So we want to be very conservative with our spending approach initially. And so some of the things that we've included in the budget, some capital expenditures will be delayed, and also a cost of living increase for employees, which would normally be effective July 1, will be postponed until October 1st, just to make sure our revenue projections are on par with what we have, and then also to see how COVID continues to impact revenues and businesses in the city. And I'll be happy to answer specific questions that you may have about the budget document. I know that you've had this in front of you for a while, and some of you have reached out to me with questions already. Some of you may still have questions. So I think it would be more prudent to just turn it over to you all now and have you ask questions if you have them.
A motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Unmute. Mayor, I move that we approve upon first reading ordinance 2020-02, budget for fiscal year 2020 to 2021.
Second.
Do I have a second? All right, I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Houlihan to approve on first reading of ordinance number 2020-02, the budget for fiscal year 2020-2021. Discussion? Councilmember Roche.
Diana, I just had one question. I think I emailed you, but I don't know all the emails that we exchanged that we ever actually got to talk about it. You mentioned losing one person within our police department. And rather than replacing that person at the rank that they were, instead hiring two new people. And you had to move some stuff around in the budget to make that happen. Could you clarify what you moved around and how it impacted?
Sure. And my apologies if I didn't see that email, Ms. Roche. So, yes, we had the position of lieutenant and the police department open up, and Chief Hanshaw and I discussed resources for the police department and believed that it was most prudent, rather than to fill what is more of an administrative command staff level position with that one person, would be to allocate a little more money for police salaries and hire two patrol officers. So we're gaining two more sets of boots on the ground, if you will. And in order to do that, of course, the lieutenant's salary was higher, but was not higher enough to accommodate two positions. We did have to move some funds. We had, from the first draft of the budget that you received, we had about, I think, $72,000 in contingency. We dropped that number down to 55 and took that revenue and put it in the police department salary line item. And then also, as we were working through renewals on the health insurance and dental insurance, We had a little more savings there than we had originally budgeted for, so we took that money and moved it over to PD salaries. And it was enough to accommodate adding what essentially is an extra position to the police department.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? All right, hearing no other discussion, I'll call for the vote. City Clerk Long, will you call the vote, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Yes.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Clerk Long. I believe that completes all of the items on the business agenda. If there is no objection, we will adjourn. So the May 12, 2020 meeting of Simpsonville City Council is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you.